Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Allen Empowered Communication Call-In Radio Show on LA Talk Radio. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of Dr. Pat Allen's Want Institute. We are a nonprofit organization that has been supporting the groundbreaking relationship work of our own world-renowned psychotherapist, Dr. Pat Allen, for more than 50 years. Tonight, we have Patricia Eldtinge, Dr. Pat's collaborator for almost 20 years on the show as Dr. Pat is transitioning into retirement. Patricia is an author, dream analyst, and transactional analyst. The Want Institute offers help and guidance with communication tools, and we currently offer ongoing monthly ladies groups facilitated by Dr. Pat Allen, myself, and Kelly Ward. We also offer one-on-one relationship and communication coaching. If you want more information on the ladies groups or one-on-one coaching, please call the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com. Before we get started, please grab a pen and paper so you can write down the call-in number to get Patricia's answers and guidance on your relationship questions and issues. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. Let me repeat that. 323-203-0815. If you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back. Please make sure you pick up the call back as well as enter the number in your contact list to eliminate the call going to spam. And now let me turn you over to Patricia Eldtinge.
Hello, Sue. Hello, everybody out there in LA Talk Radio land. So we are here to take your calls and questions in this first hour on relationships and communication. So we have regular callers that we love hearing back from on a regular basis, and new callers. Don't be shy. This is LA Talk Radio. Anything goes. So we're open forum here to express what your angst is or your situations you're trying to resolve. And that's here we are, ready to go.
From 4 to 5, we'll take relationship questions. And then from 5 to 5:45, Patricia will be doing dream interpretation. So please make sure you call us in if you have a dream you wanted interpreted after 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time today. And we have a call. Patricia?
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. Well, I'm here for you.
Yes. Hi. I have a question. I am engaged, thanks to Dr. Pat.
Good.
And the work that I'm doing. Sometimes I do get confused on what's, you know, masculine, feminine. My question is, I'm already involved with this man. He makes most of the plans. So about from time to time, I've met more people in his life. He met a few people in my life. Now I live further away from people. I moved to the
She left. She'll be back.
She is again.
Sounds
like she's driving.
Please leave your name number and I will return your phone call.
Oh, dear.
He'll call her back.
Yeah.
Gotta wait a minute. Yeah,
I
could tell she was in her car.
Yeah, that's a situation when you're driving and the technical issues tower to tower. So I got the gist. I think this is one of our regular callers.
Here she is.
Okay, pick up where we left off. Oh, dear. Oh.
Well, she'll call back again.
There she is. Oh, it's a new one.
Hello?
You're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Super. Okay.
My question is, a guy has been dating me, like, I think we've been on 4 dates, but every time he comes to where I am and we end up just being physical but not having sex.
Mm-hmm. So you have chemistry together. You have good chemistry, for starters.
Yeah. And so tonight he texted me, are you available to go out, or do you need to stay where you're at because I'm watching a dog? And so I said, yes, I am available to go out, but I don't want to because I don't want to lose my really great parking spot and I don't want to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote back saying that he wants to come over to where I am, which in all honesty, I enjoy like hanging out with him where I am and being physical with him. But at the same time, I don't want a friends with benefits situation. And
are you having sex intercourse?
No.
Okay. So you're just fooling around.
Yeah. He tries,
physically fooling around. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he tries, but I stop, but that's like, he comes over at night and he attempts to have sex with me for like an hour and a half or so. And then he leaves. And that's so far been our dates for the last 4 times.
Have you used the tools? Do you know the tool, instead of just pushing him away? Have you used words to tell him what your, what the passcode is to get in?
I have not, but he actually asked. He said, what's stopping you? Do you not want to? He said something like, do you need to be more involved first? And I said, yes. He agreed. He was like, yeah, me too. So we don't.
Do you want to know the tools, the exact words to use, so that it's not random and vague?
I know the words. I've mm-hmm. said them before, which is I don't feel comfortable unless I'm in a monogamous, continuous, long-term
good.
Relationship.
Good.
I know that. I've said it before. But so one thing is like, so he's not, he pushes, but he stops when I stop him.
Right.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to move forward unless I do get that commitment. But the other thing is, like, he's really hard of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to know, like, it's hard to know what to say I want or what I don't
want. What you don't want, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm thinking about tonight, what I actually do want is for him to come over and maybe watch a movie and then get physical up to the point where we don't do anything and then he leaves.
Right.
Because that's more like talking is kind of hard when I have a very quiet voice and he has hard hearing.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think you will be able to go forward if that will be a continuous issue? If he's hard of hearing and you can't bring up your volume on your voice, will that be a problem if you become boyfriend and girlfriend?
Probably, but I mean, there's always an option he could get a hearing aid.
Yay! Okay. Okay, I just wanted to know where you were at with that, because we can keep going forward. Hearing is remedied nowadays. So
yeah.
you can say what, and he offered to do that, and you're willing to have him come over then, right?
I do, and he, so far, every time he's come over, he's cooked something and brought it. Like, he's
how
a
nice.
Good cook.
How nice is that?
It's really nice. So I'm happy with that. And
so is he bringing the dog with him? The dog sitting dog with him?
I'm watching the dog. So
you're watching the dog. Okay. Okay.
So I'm just wondering, like, I don't want to feel cheap and I don't want to feel like.
No, that's a value. No. That's don't go there. That's judgment. You're not. Yeah. You have your standards. It's us women who set the standards. You know, you have already set your standard.
Yeah, and but I do enjoy. So I'm just wondering, like, I can't think of anything to say, like, I don't want to be physical, because that's not true. I do. And I don't want to say, like, I don't want to hang out, because I also do. I don't want to.
Well, if it feels good to you, do it.
But do you think there's something off about, like, us not going on actual dates where we see each other in different contexts?
There's nothing wrong with it, but there's a time when you're tired of the same old, and you can clearly state, I love all our times together that we have hanging out. However, I would also love explore going out together somewhere. What do you think about that?
Oh, my God, that's brilliant. And the other thing is, I'm in San Francisco and it's raining and driving sucks. And I don't want to, like, be out on a date tonight, actually.
That's not tonight. But there will be a time when you can say those words.
Yeah. Okay. So I love that. That's, like, the perfect thing. And in replying back to him, do you think I should just say, come over then, or?
Come on down. like a game show. Yes, of course.
Come on over. And
yes, I would love to see you. Oh, I'm so excited to see you and be with you. Men like enthusiasm. They want to feel special like we do. So be enthusiastic when they want to be with us.
Okay, good, because I do feel that way. And he has work calls in India that go from 8 to 9 p.m., so he usually comes over after that. And I wasn't feeling great about that, but, like, he's
coming. Well, a man's work will come first, so that is something that women need to hear. Mm-hmm.
And the last time he did make the effort, he came over at 6:30. He left right before 8 to get his call, and then he came over after 9 after his call. So
nice. He sounds like he's cherishing you. It is in his way the best as he can at this particular time, and more will be revealed when you state that you would also, after you say how much you enjoy the time together, that you would also love to experience being out together. And what does he think about that?
I feel so good. Oh, I feel so happy and relieved hearing this. Thank you so much.
Great. Keep calling in.
I will. Thanks
so much. Yeah, call us back next week and let us know how it went.
Okay, I will. All right.
Thank you, caller.
Bye. Great.
That was a new caller there.
Very good.
Let's hope that our first caller calls back.
Yeah. Well, maybe Sam, if he's listening, can try that one again. Yeah, I think it was the driving.
She's calling. She calls in, but she might be out of his own area.
Yeah.
Hello.
There she is. You're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question.
Oh, you got disconnected last time. Go ahead.
I did. I apologize for that. The question is that my fiance, he makes the plans. We've been together for about 7 months. And I met a lot of people that he knows. Still, I didn't meet everybody. So my family is very small, okay? And a lot of the people that I know are further away. So now he's kind of saying, I introduce you to other people. He wants me to.
Whoops. Oopsies.
Oh, dear.
Oh, technical.
He needs to get in a stationary place.
Yeah, it helps when someone's in a stationary place.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, yes. Okay. So let's get right to the issue.
Well, the question is that he wants me to introduce him and, I guess, have some activities. Okay. I don't know if he's bored or what.
Follow
and I'm wondering.
He's asking something of you, and I would hope to that you would follow his lead and do what he asks.
Yes. So I made a plan, and we're going to go somewhere, and I'm going to introduce him to a friend.
Great.
So that's that. And
what about family at some point? Since you
my family is very small and extremely dysfunctional.
Well, and he's asking to see that, it sounds to me, but can you have a short visit with, you have met his family, did you say?
Well, he met somebody, a few family members, and then one of the family members, my aunt, he said, oh, let's go over there more often, but we had a falling out, me and my aunt, and she's not responding to me. And exactly. So I don't really know what to do.
Well, let's leave out the aunt then. Let's do just to concentrate on friends and people who are your allies, not people who will want to bomb your relationship.
Yeah, because they want to bomb my relationship. That's
well, let's
the
not
whole
go
thing.
There. That's a why a lie for love is they're not available. My aunt is sick. Whatever, they just aren't available at this time. I'll look forward to it in the future, but they're not available at this time.
Right. So, and the other thing is that he was texting a lot. I mean, he calls every day. We spent the whole weekend together, and then one day. Yeah. During the week, and I'm wondering, is boredom setting in, or
I don't want you to get in your head about that and start second guessing things and mind reading and reading into things. Why don't you just be in the moment and be in your feelings?
Okay, sounds good. I can do that.
Go with the flow of his lead, and he will lead you in one direction or the other. And you always have the veto rights if you don't want to do something.
Right. Because I notice he's asking me, what do I want to do? Like, I like to just go along with what he likes to do.
Well, if he's delegating sometimes, that's another story. If he specifically delegates, will you think of something to do? Then think of something fun to do. You asked me if there was something I like. You bring this up this way. By the way, whatever his name is, you mentioned, asked me what if there's I like to do, and I thought of something. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Do you have
Sounds
something
good.
In particular you like to do?
Well, I like
fun?
To go dancing, dance. I like things like that. But then I mentioned it, and then he doesn't grab
okay,
the
so
ball.
Okay, so that's not what he that's fine. He doesn't have to, but at least then some other time come up with something else that he might like. But just since he asked you, just say, well, I like this if you like it, but I'm okay, but I'm not attached to it. If you don't like it, wait till he asks you again.
Wait till he asks me again.
And then have something ready to say.
Okay.
Ask you again. So what, for instance, what would it be? What else could
you
think of that would be fun?
A band to go to.
Well, you said that already, and he didn't jump on that.
Dancing, going to the country, going to the city, things like that, yoga, working out at the gym.
Well, does he like those things? Does he like
yoga?
Well,
I did mention going to the gym, and he doesn't want to do working.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. So mention the taking a drive sometime and going away on a day trip.
All right.
A day
sounds
trip
good.
Sounds fun. The next time he asked you, what about a day trip? Would that
okay? I'll go look up a few places.
What do you think about that? Yes. So men don't want just a lump where they have to be daddy and think of everything all the time.
Well, he's doing that. Because I said let him be in the masculine.
He
so.
Can. He does. But if he asks you, it's okay to say. Answer him sometime if he asks again. A drive
okay.
in the country to this particular destination, you come up with it. Does that sound good to you?
Okay, sounds good. I like that.
Good. Okay, so you're hanging in there so far. So
yeah,
good.
I'm hanging in. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you,
Bye.
Caller.
Bye-bye.
Hopefully she'll call us back next week. She's a regular caller.
And we love that. We love hearing from everybody and their progress and how they're... It's nice that they check in before they bomb the relationship by doing something to piss off the other person. So it's okay.
Okay. I might get disconnected, but I'll ask you a write-in question, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Somebody called. You're on the air with Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a question?
Hello, I do.
Okay, go ahead. She's on.
So I have a dating dilemma, dating situation.
Let's hear it. I'm here for you.
Thank you. I'm in my 50s, and I, you know, around the time the pandemic started, I decided I was done with dating. It was too painful. I was just going to be single, and I was content. And then a few months ago, I met a man. He met me through work. And he's been asking me to see him. It's been about 3 months now. But he is separated.
Oopsies. Okay.
Okay, she'll be back. Well, yeah, after I'll ask my question because she'll be back on. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
You're back on.
I'm not sure where I got cut off, but
I don't know. But I know that you're in your 50s and you were now you're thinking about dating someone at work.
So this man is separated. He's moved out. He's lived on his own, but he's still legally married.
Mm-hmm.
And his life, it seems to me, very enmeshed with his wife. He tells me it's over. It's not a romantic relationship, and I believe him. But he has two school age kids, and he spends a lot of time at her house.
Mm-hmm.
He sleeps over.
Well, that's tricky, but it's fine. Why don't you can daytime date him if he's not living with her. Date him anytime before 4 or between 4 and 6 or something, and just don't have sex with the man. No anal, vaginal, or oral sex.
Okay.
But you can date him, but be careful, and you're not going to be getting intimate with him in that way until he is divorced.
Okay. That makes sense.
So the reasoning behind that is men often get out of duty and out of guilt, end up staying with the wife and the kids until the kids are out of the house.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
You might just be a diversion, but I don't want to pin that label on it just yet. So that's why you're keeping it friendly.
Yeah. Okay. We have not had sex. I did tell him, though, I guess this is asking for more, better, different. I told him that we have kind of flexible work day and we were meeting during the work day. And I wasn't super comfortable with that. And I just told him I didn't think that was sustainable.
Well, that's you being in your masculine with a judgment and an analysis. I don't want you ladies to be in that place. I want you to say, I'm not come from your comfort. Mm-hmm. I appreciate, first you give them, make them right and give them appreciation for wanting whatever it is they want. I appreciate you asking me for that. However, I'm not comfortable with doing that. And that's that, not giving a judgment analysis.
Okay. I got a lot to learn about that.
Okay. Well, come from your feeling, your comfort level. And say, I'm not, but make them right. Don't forget to always say, I appreciate or I feel honored or that you asked me that. However, I'm not comfortable that. But I'm open for, you know, other suggestions.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't know if I'm going to get a do-over on that.
Well, that's how we set our standards. It's the women who set the standards. We have the veto rights. The most powerful woman, the most powerful word a woman has in the English language is no. But we do it with pizzazz. We do it in a very nice way by saying, I hear what you're asking. I appreciate what you ask. Oh, that's so nice of you. And I feel that makes me feel good that you would want to ABC with me. However, that my comfort zone is XYZ.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Yeah, but see, learning new tools is it seems difficult at first, but as you get more practiced at it, it becomes natural, like anything you learn that's new.
Yeah.
And then you will know what your, first of all, you know what your standard is, but then you just need to learn the vocabulary and the communication tools that make you not sound like a bitch.
Yeah.
Or like you're not wanting to be with them. You do, and I so enjoy your company. However, I'm not comfortable with that, but I would love to see you in another way.
Yeah. So you start off with the appreciation and then mm-hmm. you just, okay.
Yeah.
That does make sense. All right. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I should ideally be dating other men.
Right? Yes, definitely. At least two others, please.
Okay.
Well we don't want to focus on one until one of them closes the deal.
Yeah.
And makes you the girlfriend.
That makes sense. I have so much chemistry for this guy that
we call that premature monogamy. Don't do it.
Yep.
Don't go premature monogamous, please. You need to have your focus on at least three, so that you don't zero in on one. And that way, see, men need to compete, conquer, and control. And that's, you're the prize. You think of yourself as the prize. So okay. It's like the Olympics. May the best man win.
Oh, I love that.
Okay.
Well, I will call back and let you know how it's going with, I'm sure, with more questions.
Please do. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Very good. Call. Good. Yeah. Isn't that good? That's what you teach in your group, Sue. Tell them about your group.
Yes, I'm going to talk a little bit. Pat has the three tools to protect yourself. It's the stroke and stand, the five-step cleanup, and the validation. Dr. Allen and myself, we do offer ladies groups. We offer them, each group is a one-month commitment. We meet once a month. There's different times and days.
Once a week. They're
very
once a week.
Reasonably cost. And if you want information, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. Dr. Allen has a long wait list, so I added some space in mine. I'm doing the overflow, but I'm just as good as Dr. Allen. And I teach my ladies how to date. And also, I'm a communication coach, as well as a relationship. Communication coach first, relation coach second, and I combine them together. Maybe I can get one of these questions answered before another call. Do you want me to try?
Sure.
Okay, let's see.
Hello?
There we go. You're on the call with Patricia Eltons. Do you have a question?
Yes, I have two questions.
Okay, go ahead. Patricia's on.
So I'm wondering, if you are in a committed relationship with someone and you're exclusive, mm-hmm. but you have not had intimacy yet, what's the best way to ask about like STD testing before that?
Right out. If you get used to asking this with anyone who wants to get intimate with you, which means oral, anal, vaginal sex. Entry into your body. So you say, this is part of the tools. Oh, I really feel comfortable with you and I really want to make love with you. And I would be I would be most comfortable if we both provided STD tests.
Okay. And do you need to make an appointment to have this conversation?
You can make an appointment. Yeah. Well, if they're asking for it on the spot, you can respond if they want sex now. But you say, okay, let's say they asked you yesterday, you bring it up. Then you say, as for that what you're wanting from me, I so appreciate that you are into me in that way, as I am very chemically attracted to you too. And I would be most comfortable Now, is he asking to be in a committed long-term, going towards long-term committed relationship, monogamy?
Yes, we're already exclusive.
And you use those words, monogamous.
Yes, and monogamous, yes.
You did. Okay, so now you say as far as us going forward in making love, I would be most comfortable if we both provided each other with STD tests so that we can feel comfortable with each other.
Right. Okay. And then my next question is I was planning on actually getting my nose done in a few months. And so I'm not sure, should I just surprise him or should I say, hey, I might look a little different?
And then guess what? They won't. No. He won't even notice. The men don't really notice. Yeah. I have to be honest here. That's not what they're looking at. They're looking at your ass and your boobs.
So do you think I just shouldn't even bring it up and just be like, do you notice anything different?
No. Yeah. Or you can announce this, that you won't be available on this particular day because you're having a little procedure done. I'm having a little procedure. Call it a procedure on my nasal area, and I won't be available on April 15th. You can just not okay. be available that day, and then you have a Band-Aid on your nose. Who cares?
Right.
Really, let me just tell you something. If a man sees a naked lady in the room, the only thing his brain registers is naked lady.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I think that was.
Well, that's a very that's an excellent. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry.
I say that was an excellent question about the STD test. I advise everybody out there to have STD tests, to swap STD tests with each other before having unprotected sex. And even at that, it's always it's always some kind of a risk, but less.
Right. I'm actually, I read your book in my 20s, and then I read it again in my 30s, and I was
Oh, you mean Dr. Pat's book. Dr. Pat's
yeah,
book.
Yeah, Dr.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. It was... You actually sound quite like Dr. Pat.
Getting to I Do has been out for some time, and it's still in print. It is the Bible for relationships, we call it.
Yeah, every single page. I feel like I'm highlighting every page.
Well, that's the whole point of that book, is that it's a reference book. Once you read it through, people dog-ear the pages or they post it certain areas. And when you're in relationships, you can refer to different sections to bone up or to refresh yourself on things that you need to be reminded of. It's a great reference book.
Right. It totally
Don't
is.
Ever get rid so of it.
Yes. My last question is, what about boys? What age do you start leaving the cherishing mode and start applying these principles?
Between 7 and 10.
Okay, so anytime between 7 and 10.
Yeah, they start being weaned from mommy. Yes, mommy has to go to the
Whereas
gym.
Whereas girls are...
Mm-hmm. Girls can be more cherished by their daddies. Girls can be more cherished a bit longer, but boys need to be weaned and learn responsibility. They need to be given responsibility.
Right.
There's a wonderful book by Jordan Peterson talking about why boys, especially in the United States, men even in the United States, have never come out of boyhood because they've been too protected by their mommies and they haven't been given enough responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And European men, I feel like, do get that responsibility.
Some of them. Then there's some. Oh. There was a show on 60 Minutes one time about the mamitos, or the guys who never get married and they live with mama into their 40s and 50s until mama dies. And then they look for a wife to take mama's position.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's horrible.
So you don't want to go there. Okay. Yep. Very good.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I know. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. See, if I say I'm going to ask the question again, we'll get a call, but let me see.
That's right. Just keep saying that.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll start it. Okay. After dating for a couple of weeks, you make plans with your partner to meet your best friend. Afterwards, your friends pull you to the side and explain that they don't like your partner at all. How do you deal with that?
We deal with that by saying, I appreciate your comment. However, I'm attracted to this man and I'm going to play it out.
Okay.
You thank somebody when they interfere in your life for their input and basically throw it in the trash.
Yeah, some people with other ladies, you know, they want to keep you to themselves, you know, with the gal pal too.
They're jealous. They get jealous that you're going to have less time with them.
Yeah, and they see you happy and that triggers them to be jealous as well. That seems to be okay. Let's see. Your partner always makes fun of you in front of people in an attempt to make everyone else laugh. You don't really think much of it to begin with. But it soon becomes a regular occurrence. What do you do?
You don't wait till it happens more than once. The first time it happens, you tell them that they have a right to talk trash about you. However, you're not comfortable with it. And if it happens again, you will leave, whether you get in an Uber or you walk home or go somewhere else.
Okay.
And here's the consequence. And if they do it again, you don't want to go with them anywhere. There's a price and a prize to actions. There has to be a price to bad behavior, but you're saying it in a ladylike way.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. Let me try one more. We probably might get interrupted. Okay, you find out your partner has been messaging someone else. The messages are flirty and you're not happy with them at all. But as far as you're aware, your partner hasn't met up with the person they're texting.
We call that sexting in a way. That's developing an intimate relationship. Those are almost the most dangerous kind. And I have known cases where someone developed an online relationship, a Facebook friend became an intimate online friend, never met in person. And then the person finally, after many, many months of, and this was a married man, by the way, and the wife was my client, and he met the person and ended up divorcing the wife to be with a person that he developed an online relationship with. Mm-hmm. So this is not a good situation and I don't promote it. And I would teach someone how to go about in a polite way and how you're uncomfortable with it and that you don't like it. But we'll get there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Eltinge. Do you have a question?
Hey, Patricia. My girlfriend of 2 years and I are interested in having a threesome. I was wondering if you had any advice on how to navigate that.
Well, those are tricky, but you know what? Everything is in the relationship is negotiable. So is the girlfriend up for it besides you?
Oh, yeah, it was her idea.
Her idea. And is it with another female or a male?
A female.
Okay, so everybody's into it. Have we chosen the third party?
No, not yet.
Okay, well, anything goes as long as it's negotiated. So what do you want to do? You do negotiate. Are you in a long-term relationship with the current person?
Yes.
The girlfriend. Okay. So how you do it is say, if you're up for it, say, we can experiment with this. I'm up for that if you are. And there you can develop your own set of rules, let's say, how far it goes. And how much intimacy, how much time spent. This all comes under our relationship contract that we give out. I help couples of all sorts do their contracts in time, space, money, and play. Now, in this instance, we're talking about play. Play also involves like golfing with your friends, but it also involves sexual play. So you can say, okay, we have our threesome no more than once a week, or whatever your negotiated time is, or we're going to try it one time and see how we like it. But it will be discussed before you just fall into it.
Okay, so just communication and negotiate.
Everything is communication, and everything in life is negotiated. And sometime if you want to call and do a relationship contract between the two of you, then you designate how you fit in. That part of that is time, space, money, and play. Play means how play alone, play together, and play with others. And that includes sexual play.
Okay, great.
And you negotiate those things together. There's less, and then you can always renegotiate it. Let's say one of the parties says, oh, well, that was a nice experiment, but I don't like this anymore. Then you renegotiate the contract. It's a verbal contract, I'm saying.
Okay. But it can always be renegotiated.
Of course.
Even if the contract is in place. Okay.
You negotiate it before you get into it, and you decide between the two of you how it was for you, if you want to do it again or continue it, or one of the persons or both say, well, okay, that was a fun experiment, but eh.
How would you recommend us finding that third person?
Oh, that's in your own circle of friends. You have our circle of people. Be careful. You want people to be sexually safe. So maybe STD tests come in play here too.
Okay.
Everybody gets an STD test and knows where they're at in that department.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you very much.
So good luck with that one. Call us back. See how it goes.
All right, we'll let you know. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess you could probably, I guess, you know, online they probably have like, you know, dating apps. They have probably some kind of apps to hook up with that too.
They do. They do. A lot of them, though, are sex workers online. So you just have to decide where you want to go with that.
And you may want to go keep, I don't know if I'd have them into my house or something. You have to kind of detour around that, what's comfortable as well.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're out there. There's somebody for everybody. There's every possible style of relating that you can imagine. So we help everybody, gay, straight, lesbian, ménage à trois. It's all depends on what works for you and negotiate it with your partner or partners.
Yeah.
So that being said,
let's see. I could try and do another question, and maybe you'll get a call in.
Okay.
Okay. We did we do the one about the messaging? You answered that one, didn't we? Yeah. You find messaging someone else, the messages are flirty, and you're not happy with them. Did you?
Yeah, but
that?
We can't just bomb the person. You have to say, I see if they're aware of it and they let you know that they're doing it. Say, we don't believe people should be spying on other people or playing cops and robbers. But at the same time, if you're aware of it, just that if you're already aware of it, then you are able to say, I understand, or I see that you're having an ongoing texting situation going on with your friend here. However, I'm not comfortable with it becoming so intimate and flirty. It's making me nervous, and I don't really want it to affect my relationship with you. And so are you willing to not continue a a flirtatious, intimate-oriented relationship, online relationship or texting relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I personally, here again, this is where we set our own boundaries. I personally don't want to be in a relationship with someone who is having an intimate relationship with someone else, even if it's virtual.
Mm. Okay, this one I think it's kind of like similar to probably the same answer you're going to give. Your partner is very flirty, almost inappropriately so. You know it's their personality and have no reason to think they're cheating on you, but their flirting makes you feel uncomfortable.
Ooh. They're flirting in a public situation, like in a party.
Well, I don't get that much information. Yeah. I just get to write in one.
Yeah. Well, if they're flirting in front of you, I mean, some personality types and men are flirty. Some more the flirty than others. And it depends on what you consider flirty and what they consider flirty. Sometimes some men are just outgoing and they compliment other women, and that's it's not dangerous. If it starts to feel dangerous, or you really feel like you're being neglected, if you're being neglected and everybody else is getting attention, then you say, I see that you're flirting with everybody else, but however, I don't come. But the reality is, I have to be honest, men have eyeballs. And men look and Google at women. And sometimes women want to put a leash on a man. And this is what the French women know. If you're in a relationship, your man has to have a long leash. They have to be able to talk to somebody. If you're in a party situation, you can't just hold them by their choke chain.
Yeah.
So try to understand the nature of men and where it crosses the line to being dangerous to your relationship.
So, yeah, some men, they just, you know, well, I don't know who this caller is, but they think men are flirty if they happen to look over at the other table. So I don't
that's
know
what
degree this is. So
that's
there's
right.
different degrees of flirty.
Correct. So, there's different degrees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll just
ladies, whoever wrote this in, give them a long leash and know that men need to look around and be nice to women. And they talk to women at parties. Even if they're with you, they might talk to somebody.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Tell them they look nice. I mean, my husband says his father was very flirty and he liked pretty women, but his mother wasn't jealous. So she was secure.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I've known a lot of people like that. Okay, let's see. I have another one here. It says, your partner has zero drive and ambition. They have a job, but no desire to work towards a promotion or better themselves. And they are just seem to be very lazy.
Who's very lazy?
Well, this is from a lady. Yeah. Your partner has zero drive and ambition. They have a job, but no desire to work towards a promotion or better themselves. And they just seem to be very lazy.
We ladies, accept your man. If you're not married to him, you could go find a different one. But if you're married, that's who you married. And you can always leave if that's he is who he is. We teach acceptance. And if he is at least 51% valuable on the worst days, you keep him.
Yeah. Good advice. Do you have any questions from your readers?
Yes, I wanted to talk about jealousy again. There's a wonderful book called it's called Dangerous Passions. And jealousy is natural on both parts for men and women. And jealousy was designed by nature to keep families together, to keep mates together. And and when you feel jealousy, all that means is you're in love with that person. You're bonded to that person. So it's a natural emotion. And as long as it doesn't become dangerous and you're going to go shoot somebody over it, but learn to live and feel a little jealousy and be okay with it. And I wanted to go back too and talk about the relationship agreements that we send out. And I work with couples on a regular basis and go over these areas of time. Is I time, which is the time you spend alone doing things on your own. We time, the couples, just the couple themselves, like going to the movies, the two of them. And then us time, the couple plus others. Mm-hmm. So then there's space. Space includes living locations and how you divide up space in the house and my bathroom, your bathroom, my side of the bathroom, my cupboard, my drawer. Then there's private property, my property, your property, our property, private space. Now, again, we're talking about my space, your space, our space, maintenance and responsibilities. Who does what? Mine, yours, and ours. Chores and money. Ooh, this
That's
is a
big one.
This is a big one. And we get, this is the one that often bombs relationships once people are married and they haven't worked this stuff out. Anyway, money, my money, your money, our money. So this is important. And
it
the last
is.
One is play. Non-sexual. What I do, the man wants to go golf and she doesn't golf. Okay, so he goes and golfs. What we do, then she likes to go play card games with her girlfriends. Okay, those are I times in play. What we do together. We do this together. We go on walks together. We walk on the beach. Okay, us, what we do with other people, our us time. Now it comes into the sexual part of play. Men and women both sometimes enjoy masturbation. That's I time in sex. Then there's we together, how we enjoy sex and how you want to negotiate it. What's a minimum that you want to have? Who needs what in that department?
That would be like negotiating that last caller, the gentleman.
That's the we is the two of us. Then it goes to us. Us would be the three of us. Or
we have a caller
or four.
You're on the air with Patricia Elton. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Hi. Sorry. Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Good.
I have a question about my dream.
Okay.
All right.
It's about 5 o'clock. It's 4:52.
Okay. Let's go.
Oh. Is that okay?
Yes.
No, we usually start at 5, but it's so close. Go ahead. We're not going to make you hang up.
Yeah, well, thank you. I thought I need to call you guys or Ori. But anyway, well, thank you so much for the opportunity.
I'm ready.
Hello?
I'm ready for you.
Okay, thank you. Sometimes I saw someone passed away in my dream, like grandma, grandpa, some relative. What that's supposed to mean?
And in the dream, were they alive in the dream?
Yes, they are alive in my dream.
Let's see what they were doing in your dream. Can you give me an instance of what was happening in one of them?
Like just there.
Just there. Let me tell you, when we dream of, we dream in terms of people, nature, and things. So the hierarchy of dreaming, coming to consciousness about a message that's trying to get through to you. And when we're dreaming of people, and especially any relatives like our parents or grandparents, those are aspects of ourself. And when we're talking about grandma, grandpa, those are ancestral aspects of yourself, and what that's important as to what they were doing, because that means your scripted self. And when I talk about scripts, which is what I do, is these are programs that have been downloaded to us from the time we were born, even in utero, from our parents, our schools, our churches, the media, our friends, teachers, etc. So when we're dreaming of grandparents, you're dreaming of if the male, the grandpa, would mean your old scripted feelings, and your grandma would be represent your old scripted thoughts and ideas and attitudes. So that's why in the dream, I want to know what's happening in the dream, because you are still carrying around scripted stuff from other people. And this is what I do when I help somebody break down their script, what was handed to them to create who they are today. Then we can decide how much of those morals and attitudes and ways of thinking, ways of dealing with people, how much of that we want to keep and how much of it no longer serves us.
Well, usually what I remember, just they are just there or talking with them sometimes, and I'm not exactly remember what we
I want to ask you then, when they do pop into your dreams, it's important to remember what was going on that previous day or that week where you were drawing on your old scripted ways when you were dealing with your life situations, because I help you connect the dots between your subconscious mind and your conscious mind through the dream. The dreams are a conduit from really coming from your unconscious, with the deepest part of your consciousness, bubbling up through your subconscious and trying to get through to your conscious mind. And then I'm here as a translator. You have the dream is like come to you like a message in a bottle that you find at the seaside. And then you open up the bottle and the message is written in Greek. So you bring it to me, and then I translate it for you and hold up the mirror, and I go, what is going on in your life where you are behaving like your grandparents?
Okay, but that I remember is just, you know, there or talking. It's not exactly a specific one. Sometimes
I want you to try to remember, though, what's going on in your life at the time when you had this dream. Because that's what it's telling. What is telling about this is that you are relying on old values, old ideas, old scripted messages, but you're doing it in your waking life. So sometimes we want to reevaluate that and decide, do we really want to be dealing with these people or this business transaction or this particular relationship in the same way that the grandparents did. It's a way of evaluating your life.
So most basically the old value of reminding by myself that.
Yes, that you're still relying on those old scripted attitudes, feelings about things, behaviors.
Okay, I'm sorry, Patricia. I couldn't remember the exact, but I can give you other dream if you don't mind.
Okay.
One, now that I vividly, I was lying up at the amusement park or the mall or something, like fun place, with a guy I recently dated with. What's that supposed to mean?
You're lined up at an amusement park to go on a ride?
Well, something like that, or
and
or theater, or
was this recently? Was this a recent dream?
Yes.
Okay, and you were with, in the dream, you were with the person you are currently dating?
Well, I think it's the beginning. I mean, that just.
Did you know the person in the dream?
Yes.
Okay, you knew the person in the dream, and it's somebody you just started to date?
Kind of, yes.
You went on, in waking life, you went on a date with a person that is in this dream?
Yes,
Yes. Okay. So then you're lining up to go on the ride, which is indicative of the fact that you are just testing the waters with this person. You are you haven't gone on the ride yet. You're just at the beginning stage of, well, I'm trying to get you to relate to your waking life. So it's relating to how the stage you're at with this person who you just dated. And how you feel about it. You feel like, okay, I'm just in the line, but I'm not on the ride yet. You're not in the relationship. You're not in a relationship, right?
With it.
Right. You're not in the relationship. You're just lining up. In other words, you saw the person on a dating app and you went out one time. You're just in the line.
Right.
You see the correlation?
Yeah, well, like you said, it's testing the water or just, you know.
You're not on the ride yet.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So it's just, you know.
If you continue to date the person, call us again and we'll see the next dream that relates to this character.
Yeah, well, in my dream, it's like a kind of like a fun to waiting at the.
That's where you're at. That's where you're at with this particular. You're not in a relationship yet. You're just you haven't signed up. You're not on the ride. You're just waiting to try it out.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just my thought is reflecting my dream. That's not in a relationship, but it's not, you know, good feeling or a good vibe or just testing the water, but it's not a bad feeling.
That's it. Well, it could be. Could be that you're waiting to see if it goes anywhere. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, caller. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Patricia.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, it's now the second half of the hour. We're going to be doing dream interpretation. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. Call Patricia and have your dream interpreted. Do you want to go over any dream interpretation information for the audience, Patricia?
Yes, I do. And I certainly want to talk about my book, which is called The Dream Class, and the subtitle is Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, by me, Patricia Eltinge, Eltinge.
Your call has been forwarded.
Okay.
Call was forwarded. Well,
okay.
And where can the audience get a hold of you? You do live scripts. Oh, we have.
Yes. We'll
Hello.
Get it. Hi.
Okay. You're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a dream interpretation you want or a relationship question?
Oh, shoot. I had a question.
You can have a question too, either or.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for taking the call. I wanted clarification on your perspective about the masculine always interviewing, asking questions. Does that literally mean that, you know, we don't ask any questions at all, or how does that balance out?
Well, and when you're first dating, if you're just initially dating, let the men interview you. You are being interviewed, and they typically men will reveal everything they want you to know on their own. They don't want to be penetrated. They are the penetrators. They're built to penetrate. They're built to compete, conquer, and control. And when a woman starts interrogating them, they back up. So you will eventually know what you need to know, and you have to practice patience, passivity, and receptivity.
Okay, so that doesn't apply to, let's say you meet someone, it was amazing, and the communication's there on the male side. But then if he was driving, you say, hey, how was the trip? Did you make it in safe? That's not what you guys are talking about, right?
No. Yeah, that's fine. That's just chit-chat.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, I feel like I kind of get it now where it's like anything that's like super penetrating and invasive in a way.
Impersonal. They will eventually, they will want you to know about them because they are going to peacock what they have to offer. They will want you to know about them. They'll tell you, oh, I do this. I work here. I have this coming up for me in my job situation. They want you to know about them.
Okay. So the chit-chatty stuff is all good. It's more of the personal stuff that we should just let them reveal on their own.
Right. But let them do more of the talking. Women need to talk more than men in life. So use your girlfriends if you need to talk a lot. If you just need to talk with women.
Okay.
Use men for your talking experience, unless it's, like you said, simple things.
One of you guys said at the other, one of the talks about shut your yang mouth. I just can't get over that.
Yeah, you shut your yang mouth most of the time if you're going to be interjecting your ideas, your opinions, and things like that. So.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Unless you say, I have an idea, an opinion about this. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So then you're knocking on the door. So that their brain can open up and say, oh, yeah, I want to hear it.
Okay. Thank you for that tool.
Okay.
Thank you.
The tools. There's so many different examples. It gets confusing. That's why I offer my ladies groups, because there's so many examples on communication. We have another caller here. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a dream or a question for her?
Yeah, I have a question about the dreams.
Very good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, as you get older, do you think perhaps, you kind of give up on your dreams, or do you think that you become more determined to kind of achieve them? Do you think that, you settle for, kind of giving up on your dreams as you kind of get older? It's something I've been thinking about and wrestling with.
Well, we're talking about nighttime dreams typically here. What we're talking about is what's in my book are nighttime dreams, which are the abstract messages coming from our subconscious mind.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about your aspirations, dreams in terms of your aspirations, Leonardo da Vinci didn't give up on his dreams and his creativity until he was an old man. So it depends on the person and how much libido they had as far as creativity and innovativeness in their life. So what is your age range? How old are you?
I just turned 30 this year.
Oh, you only turned 30. Well, I think you have a long way ahead of you. And if you're talking about what your aspirations in life are, you can... What are you asking about this? You're feeling like you're. What are you thinking that you don't have enough oomph in you?
Yeah, I think just as you kind of get older, you just kind of settle for, the life that you have and kind of give up.
And that's okay. You know what? Men do have most of their testosterone, which is their go-go hormone, when they're younger. But it wanes, typically starts waning after 40, and then 50, they are more settled and they're not as wild feeling. And but here on this show, we really want to talk about our nighttime dreams or our relationships. But that's just the quick study on male hormones. And if you feel like you have, you might want to see an endocrinologist and see if you have lost your oomph.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, get your thyroid tested and your testosterone tested, and call us back next time with a nighttime dream, and I might help you get to the bottom of why you feel that you are not, that you don't have your oomph.
Okay. Thanks so much, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller.
Great.
That was kind of going in a little bit on the relationship question too there.
His aspirations. Yeah. I think he's feeling there doesn't sense like he's not feeling his oomph in life.
Yeah. His drive. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia Elton. Do you have a dream or a relationship question?
Hi, Patricia. I have a dream question. I guess it's also kind of a dream and relationship question.
Okay.
They're often related.
Yeah. Like, I just keep having such mundane dreams, just like daily things that are happening, like my boyfriend not flushing the toilet or something. And it's like in my, like, I'll dream about the paper towels. Like, it's so... It feels so mundane.
It's
and like
not,
I wake up and I don't remember if it actually happened in real life or if it was just my dream.
Uh-huh. Well, let's get one of them particular. When you're saying, first of all, everyone and everything in your dreams is an aspect of yourself. So if you're saying that are you with your boyfriend?
No.
So in the dream, if he's the one not flushing the toilet, then you're dreaming of yourself that's not getting rid of some toxic feelings you have. So I say, what's going on in your life where you have some toxic feelings that you aren't dealing with? What is that?
I'm not sure. I got to look in the toilet, I guess.
No, look into your waking life. What is in your waking life where you're not dealing with some feelings that you're stuffing your feelings and not getting rid of them? These feelings are hanging around that aren't necessarily helping you.
Mm-hmm.
What feelings are you stuffing?
Maybe some boredom.
Mm-hmm. That's a toxic feeling, boredom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are we going to do about that? Now that we know, this is what our dreams do for us. They bring to the forefront of our mind stuff that's sitting in the back. It's going to eat us away unless we deal with it. So if you're suffering from boredom and it's toxic to you, what are you going to do about what's making you feel bored?
I don't know. Everything. School, life. I'm lacking the excitement, I guess.
Well, what can you do about it? What can we do? Life doesn't have to be exciting. Not everything is a reality show that where it's all scripted and personally, it's all fake. And so how do you see your life? Do you not appreciate serenity? Do you have serenity in your life?
I would like to think so. Maybe
okay.
That's why I'm so bored.
Well, serenity is not boredom. Serenity is being at peace. So if you're bored with school, change school. Change your life. If you are not happy or not satisfied with life, piece by piece, you can decide to flush out what no longer serves you or what is not helping your life go forward.
Mm-hmm. What does the toilet paper represent?
Toilet paper is what you wipe your ass with. So what about the toilet paper? It runs out or what? What's happening with the toilet paper?
It's like there needs to be more of it.
Oh, so you have a lot of shit in your life. Okay, let's see that there's these images are all telling me that you aren't dealing with some of the crap in your life. What is it you're not dealing with that you're stuffing to the side? You're not dealing with it.
Hmm? I got to think about this.
Well, that's what we do.
I never thought about any of this stuff before. I just thought that it was just a mundane dream.
No, our dreams are not mundane. They're not mundane at all. They're trying to bring us messages so that we can have a flourishing life. And so dreams are used for personal growth and transformation. And your mind is wanting you to grow. And if you allow it, it will help you move forward in life.
Yeah. I should do that. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for calling on that. And start meditating and see what it is you need to clean up in your life.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
And I wanted
to... Bye-bye.
Okay, good. Oh. Good. I wanted to say something about that last caller, the gentleman, that about his aspiration dreams, talk about that. Those are also dreams. If you lack aspiration, then you're blocked. There's something that's blocking you in your life. And if you do start writing your dreams down, as I was talking about my book before, The Dream Class, there's a chapter in there called Chapter 7 is How to Capture Your Dreams. And you definitely can learn something by logging your dreams with a pad by the bed, and upon waking, you jot down whatever the first images come to your mind are, but keep your eyes closed for this 3 to 4 minute period where you are still in touch with your subconscious. And that way you can get messages that will help you move forward. So I really want to have people understand this, that our dreams are there for us to utilize for our personal growth. And this is what I teach in my book, is how to capture your dreams, what dream symbols mean, how our dreams relate to our daily lives. And this is what I've been doing for 30 years. Is with dream interpretation and relationship counseling and script work, it all comes together to help you have a more productive and satisfying life.
Yeah, I think you didn't give your contact information.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, okay. My website is thedreamclass.com. And I can be reached through that, or my email is patricia@thedreamclass.com, or my office number, if you want to have private sessions with me to do with dreams or relationships or couples, or do a life script, that really gets to the core of the matter very fast too. And my office number is 310-528-0515. So this is what we do.
Yeah, and then if you want information on the ladies' groups, you can reach me at Dr. Pat's office. That number is 949-723-0338, or the email address is info@drpatallen.com. I'd be happy to help you with any information on what groups we have open available. The next groups will be in April, so we're starting to take the list again.
Good. So, those groups get filled up. I know those groups are so valuable. Yeah. And I get a lot of people from your group, Sue, that want to do their life scripts, and then they can move even further forward in the group when they give a deeper understanding.
Talk a little bit about that, because, you know, we talk a lot about the feminine embodiment, but it's hard to go into your feminine when you have all that bad baggage in there. So you have to release the trauma from the childhood before you can start healing. How does that work in the life script?
Well, it does. It's that the scripts are programs that have been downloaded to us from the time we were born, even 6 months in utero, by the way. So these scripts, these tapes, some people call it, are given to us and programmed into us from our parents, our schools, our churches, our the media, our friends, our teachers, etc. So every bit of input creates you the way you are, your attitudes, your behaviors, the way you relate to other people has been programmed to you. But if you want to be the designer of your own life, then this is how we do it. And Maslow has a wonderful book, Toward a Psychology of Being, which talks about how people want to be free of the stuff that holds them back so that they can be a flourishing, independent, autonomous adult. And that's the goal, is to be your own individual person. And that way you can meet another person, hopefully, who has done their work, and you can have a wonderful relationship, because when each person is an I first, then you can be a fabulous we. And Dr. Pat's book talks about this type of thing. And this, her book is, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, and talks a lot about how the we-ness coming from the individuals. And Dr. Robert Johnson, his book are He, She, and We. Little books. Those are wonderful little books by Robert Johnson. The He, She, and We, and how people in their individual ways then come together and can be. Those are three separate little books. And again, Dr. Pat Allen's book can be found on Amazon, as is mine. And we carry on.
Yeah. Again, the call-in number, if you have a relationship question or a dream to be interpreted, is 323-203-0815. And if you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees the number and will call you back. So please make sure you pick up the call back, as well as enter the number in your contact list to eliminate the call going to spam. That's why we get a couple of calls where it goes to the voicemail. So make sure you put this number in your contact list so you can call in and get a call back.
Right. And so, again, talking about the scripts, it's a wonderful thing to understand how if you don't leave your past in the past, it will destroy your future. So we're trying to undo things that are holding you back, and we want you to have a flourishing life.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to talk to us about regarding dreams and what they
help? Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Well, our unique way of translating dreams for people is with the masculine and feminine energies, which is totally relating to relationships as well. If you imagine the yin-yang symbol like you see in yoga, where you have the black swirl inside the circle and the white swirl in the circle, well, the black swirl represents the masculine. And if you'll notice, it has a white dot in the middle of it. And that is the masculine energy, with the dot is the feminine soul. So you have the masculine and the feminine soul of a man. Then you have the white swirl with the black dot, and that represents the feminine energy. I'm sorry. The masculine is the white. The white swirl is the masculine. That's energy. The black dot is the soul of a man. And the black swirl is the feminine energy, with the white dot, which represents the soul of a woman, is masculine. So that being said, introducing this complementary forces in nature come through in our dream world too. So when we're dreaming, we have masculine and feminine energies. Now, when we're talking about masculine energies, we're talking about our productivity, our thinking, our ideas, and our go-go-ness. And when we're dreaming of the feminine energies, we are dreaming of feminine, which is our feeling-centeredness. So the feeling centeredness represents the feminine. So that being said, everything in your dream has a masculine or feminine connotation to it. Mm-hmm. And then when you dream of the hierarchy between people, nature, and things, it's people are at the highest level of the hierarchy. So it's things, messages are getting closer to coming to consciousness when you're dreaming of people. Then when you're dreaming of nature, well, that would be landscape, trees, flowers, the sky, water, that will be, and animals, it's in the middle. Then when we're dreaming of things are at the furthest way from coming to consciousness, but it's trying to bubble through. That's why I say that oftentimes we have dreams that come in threes or series. They might even come more, but at least two to three on a similar theme. So that's when the messages are trying to come through to us, knocking on our head to cut through to us so we get a message so that we can move forward in our lives. And that includes how to handle our relationships in a better way, how we are dealing with people in our workplace, how we are managing business, how we are dealing with our families. All this stuff is taken in data from every sense of our body, through all our senses, through touch, taste, hearing, seeing, and smell. All of that, every hour, every second of every day, we are taking in data. And it is taken in, swirled around. Some of it is paper shredded and thrown out, but a good majority of it has been categorized and stored in the filing cabinets and the data centers of our minds. And that's where the dreams come from. We utilize these images, turn them into symbols to give us these magical messages for our personal growth. Yeah, it sounds more complicated than it is.
Yeah, it's kind of like the dreams, whatever's in your subconscious needs to come out, and it comes out in the form of a dream.
That's
right. What I'm hearing?
Okay. Yes, it comes out in a form, but symbolically. So when someone is dreaming of a people, it doesn't mean those are the people they're dreaming of.
Yeah, those are the characters.
Like the characters you choose in your play. I call the dream sometimes a play, and the play has characters in it, and those characters mean something to you in your waking life. And that's how I help you correlate what's going on in your waking life to these messages that are trying to give you answers.
Uh-huh. So, and there's a difference, like if the character is a scary looking guy or a friendly looking guy, does that matter?
Of course it does. When people talk about nightmares are really scary images for us to be dealing with our scary feelings.
Oh.
Or our scary ideas. If we have a scary man in our dream, it's going to be scary feelings. There's a paradox there. A man is not masculine in our dreams. It's the Jungian paradox. So we're talking about a scary feeling. And if we're dreaming about a scary witch, a lady, then it's going to be a scary ideas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's how it works. And then it all has to do with age too. If we're dealing with babies, sometimes there's that is something that's new emerging. Okay. So if it's a baby boy or a young boy in the dream, we're talking about an emerging idea, maybe a new business project.
Okay.
And if we're dealing with a little girl, we've got some new, and she's all giggly and everything. Maybe it's an emerging relationship because you're all giggly and feeling fun about it. You've got the giggles with something that's emerging for you in a new idea. So it seems intricate, but people have been with me for many years. They are just zooming in their lives. I'm telling you that the amount of progress they make and the understanding that they have, and I say what I'm doing is getting people in touch with their own sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
And how I got into this work in the first place is that when I was a child, 5 years old, I was kidnapped and molested. And having survived that, I had scary dreams for many years of my life. I called them nightmares then. And I screamed and my parents would come pick me and keep the light on and tell me, oh, it'll be okay. They didn't know what my dreams weren't an action. I always dreamt that there was a scary witch chasing me. And I was trying to get away from the scary witch. Well, those were my scary thoughts, the ideas in my head and my scared thoughts and feelings I was running away from. But many years down the road as an adult, I got into the natural healing world. And after college, after graduating USC, I went on to do graduate studies at the School of Natural Healing and had a health clinic. But I studied and had my own work to do and really wanted to understand dreams to the point where Dr. Allen and I really formulated this avenue where we took off where Dr. Jung left off. So this is the direction he would have gone had he lived. And my book now has been honored in the Dreamtime magazine and has been mentioned at the Association for the Study of Dreams. So yes, that's right. I forgot
that's
to tell you.
That's some recognition there.
That's right.
Congratulations.
So I'm hoping that there are callers out there who want to help you get into your own subconscious through the dream.
A lot of people, I think, might be a little embarrassed about their dreams sometimes. They say they don't, you know.
Well, this is LA Talk Radio, and guess what? No one knows
who you are. Yeah.
Anything goes on LA Talk
Radio. You can be incognito. Nobody disguises your voice a little bit. It's a little mumbled.
Nobody knows
who you are. And unless you share your dream.
And people have what they think are sex dreams, too. Typically dreams.
Yeah, what's with that if they dream like?
Right. Well, they're typically not really sex dreams. If you're not having a wet dream and you're really like orgasming in your dream, that we call that a wet dream. But typically people are dreaming that they're connecting with somebody else and they're bonding. But that actually means an aspect of yourself. A lot of times I get women from the ladies groups come to me with a dream about connecting and they think they're having sex with a man, uh-huh. And I say what you are doing, and I ask them to describe that type of man, the character type, tell me a name or anything, but uh-huh. And I say you are bonding with your own feminine side, and it's a beautiful thing when you are bonding with aspects of yourself and owning those aspects of yourself in your personal growth. It's beautiful. And then
so it works along with the personal growth when you work on your femininity and masculine energies along with dreams.
Yes.
It helps you become a whole individual, a healthy whole.
Yes.
Individual. Yes.
And then sometimes people say, oh, well, I was kissing this person or this person was embracing me. Those are when you're embracing those aspects of yourself, whether it's your masculine side or your feminine side, whether you're embracing, you know, your ideas and your thinking or your feminine feeling centeredness. Uh-huh. And that's when we're really getting in touch with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So it's beautiful. So that's how I got into the dream world and became who I am today, which is now I get calls from people all over the world. And my book is in its second printing. And I go to lots of conferences and people buy my books and have dream sessions with me. And I love it. I love what I do. And I love helping people get in touch with themselves on this very deep personal level.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Let's see, what else do you have there?
Do I have any more questions? Did you have any questions from your list of, let me see, yeah.
Let me see here. Well, One thing
I told me. Yeah, did you answer the one about your partner has zero drive and ambition? They have a job but no desire to work towards a promotion or better themselves, and they just seem to be very lazy. Did we?
Oh, we were in the middle. We got cut off. We had a call.
Yeah, I thought so. I didn't hear the answer to that one.
Well, you know, that's who that person is. Are you willing to accept them for who they are? And if you're already in a relationship, let's put it this way: if you're married to them, are you going to divorce the person? And we don't promote people being a slave driver and telling men what to do. So if you're not willing to accept who they are the way they are, then you take a survey with yourself for 30 days, whether that person goes below 50%, 51% valuable to you or not. So for each day of the month, you say, oh, this person is today a plus because he was at minimum a 51% valuable to me, the way he is, exactly the way he is. Or on some days, he might be a minus. You put a minus on a day where he went down 49% or less. And you look at your calendar and you say, do you have more pluses than minuses? And you stay. What do you want to do? We say, what do you want to do? Do you want to bomb the relationship? But you can't make somebody have more drive. They have the drive they have. Accept them or reject them.
Yeah, I get that. Let's see. That's all the questions I have this week, unless you have some.
Okay. Here we have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia. Do you have a dream or a relationship question?
Hi, ladies. I do have a dream question.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a dream, I think, like a week and a half ago or at this point. Mm-hmm. And in the dream, it was like a lot of people, men and women, somewhere in the public place. Mm-hmm. And they were all moving and walking like in different directions. And I was walking somewhere as well. I'm not sure exactly where I was walking, but I had some kind of destination in my head, I guess, because I wasn't lost or anything. And when I was walking, this woman was crying, and I asked her what's going on, and she said that her boyfriend left her. And I was like, I'm in the Pat Allen's group as well, and I gave her that Pat Allen says, like, don't reach out to him, just give him 8 weeks and see what's gonna happen. And then I was going like further on, like I left her, you know, because that was it. I gave her the message and I exited the tall building. I think it was like a shopping plaza or something. And there was a man, very handsome man, I don't know that person, waiting for me. So he stopped me and he gave me a kiss and a hug. I was very surprised that he was waiting for me, but it was nice and warm to, you know, to receive that. And that's it.
Okay. Well, the first part, you're when you say there are lots of people around in this outdoor venue, you're walking, those are all your mixed thoughts and feelings. That's what the people represent. Then the one you came across, this is a typical example of a message dream. And since you are in a group, you're being imprinted by the messages that you're learning. So when you said about the 8 weeks, what you're talking about is when someone leaves somebody, you're imprinting that in your mind. It's being stamped in your subconscious that one of the tools or that Dr. Pat Allen uses if people break up with you, it's 8 weeks. But in this case, is something in your life as a piece of you, are you letting go of a piece of you that no longer serves you?
Oh, you mean like a piece of me as a personality?
a character, like some characteristic in your life. Are you letting go of something that no longer serves you?
Yeah, I've been working with Dr. Allen on the doormats and taking care of other people.
Mm-hmm. And so when we, go ahead.
No, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is important that you're letting go of some aspect of yourself that you're learning that does not serve you. And we will still mourn. We will mourn the loss of aspects of ourselves when we're ready to let them go.
Gotcha.
Nevertheless, it's necessary to let things go that don't help us in our future. But we still will miss, like, and then now what? Oh, if I don't have that, if I don't behave that way, then what? So then you go on, I'll tell you why, because you let go of that characteristic, and then you went forward and you embraced a feminine feeling-centered side of you. So you went from the part of you that's the doormat that you're willing to let go and to move into a more feeling-centered feminine side of you. And you're ready to embrace that.
Okay. Yeah, I can relate to that.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. So you're moving forward, it sounds. But sometimes it's scary when we start letting go of things that we're used to, behaviors and attitudes that we're accustomed to. Sometimes it feels scary to not rely on old behaviors and attitudes.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. And thank you for bringing that up, like the mourning part. And, you know, so I guess there's some kind of sadness to that, not deeply attached.
It's a piece of you. It's a behavior. It's a piece of you. A behavior and an attitude is still a piece of you. It seems intangible, but it's still an integral part of who you were.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, but dream ended on the positive and good note. So I ended
embracing the part that represents the grounded, feeling-centered, feminine side of you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Patricia. I appreciate that.
Great. Great dream.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Call us back with another dream or question.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Our call-in number is 323-203-0815. It's turning into that time where we'll be ending our show. Do you have any more information you want to share with the audience?
Let's see here. I want to share with you all to watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. And watch your character, it becomes your destiny in every aspect of your life. And there are no bad dreams. All dreams wish us well. Even when they have scary images.
Even if you're waking up screaming in them and stuff?
That's right. It's trying to get out.
Oh, is that what it is?
Screaming. Yes.
Screaming would be getting out. What about like people getting murdered? Just go, yeah.
That's good. You're ready to get rid of aspects of yourself. Yes.
True. Okay.
I love dreams with death. Oh. when I do lectures and conferences, people always love it when I say I love death dreams, because it's true. That just means means you're having a huge leap into personal growth, because you're letting go of an aspect of yourself that no longer serves you.
Oh. That's,
we get into analyzing what the character is that was murdered or got killed.
Oh, yeah.
Very important.
That's
dreams.
A good point.
Very important dreams.
That's a point. And then don't forget, everybody, this show will be on the archives
on the LA Talk Radio website, but along with all of Dr. Allen's past recordings, if you want to go in and listen. And again, you can always reach me at the WAN Institute at 949-723-0338 or info at drpatallen.com if you want information on what the WAN Institute offers. And then, Patricia, what's your contact info?
TheDreamClass.com. And my book is on Amazon, The Dream Class.
Okay, we'll see you next week, everybody. Thanks
bye
for
bye.
Joining us. Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.